Andy Bennett is the development director of Renegade Theater Company, and he joins us to talk about theater on the radio. It's Radio Theater this morning on Northland Morning. Andy Bennett's going to favor us with his Tom Isbell impersonation this morning, because he's really good at impersonations, I just discovered. Hi, Andy. Good morning.
You threw me right under a bus.
I did. I did. I told you I have no professional integrity.
I think my best Tom Isbell impression is something that I can't even do over the radio because you really have to see it. It's a lot of thoughtful thinking and then producing really excellent theater. That's my Tom Isbell impression.
I like that. I like that. I'm kind of impressed by that. So do you, let me ask, as long as we're on the topic of impressions, have you ever been an impressionist, a guy who is good at doing impersonations of other people?
I enjoy doing them. I don't think I'm particularly skilled at them, but I do give them a shot when the situation calls for it. We've done some sketch comedy and things in the past where I've had to step in and try my best to flounder at a famous person.
Well, I'm curious about this. When you're going to do an impersonation of someone, especially, you know, kind of a regular person who doesn't have perhaps really exaggerated mannerisms or vocal tics, that kind of thing. How do you start to deconstruct someone in order to do a good impersonation of them?
Well, even the most normal, well-adjusted person has some sort of tell, you know, has some sort of mannerism or gesture or something that is uniquely theirs. And if you can find that, that's often kind of the main piece that you need to get an audience to recognize the truth of the impression. At least that's what people who are better at impressions than me tell me.
So when you're doing sketch comedy, has it been a situation where you've been kind of thrown? I mean, I can't imagine that anybody would just, you know, put you on the air, for example, and say, wham, do an impersonation. do you watch video of the person, or do you just sneakily, stealthily follow them around town and hope they don't notice you?
Well, I've thankfully never had to do an impression of anyone that actually lives in the same community as me. That would be decidedly uncomfortable. But typically, at least with the sketch comedy that I've done, it's such a heightened arch version of them that you kind of just key on a few key things, and then you blow those things way out of proportion, and that becomes your impression. So it's not really a studied, you know, mimicking. It's more of a heightened sort of takedown of the goofier parts of their personality.
But you've got to find the goofy. And again, there are some people, you know, for example, that may or may not be running for office that have these little quirks that you talked about.
Yes.
That would be easy to find. But, you know, for example, well, Tom Isbell or our
Yes.
mayor, you know, kind of nice, clean cut, all-American Minnesotans. How would you start to deconstruct somebody like that in order to...
Well, I think you just hit on it. You would push the fact that they are so nice and so well-adjusted in Midwestern to a lunatic extreme where nothing fazed them, nothing flapped them, everything was wonderful, even in the face of real upsetting circumstances. That's where I think the funny would be.
I think that you've got your two protagonists for your next sketch comedy show right there.
I'm writing as we speak.
I'm thinking a nice off.
A nice off. I like it. A Minnesota nice off.
A Minnesota
yeah.
nice off. And who's got the best hair?
Oh, that's it. I'm going to give the edge to Isbell on that one. But yeah, it's a tough one.
It is a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Andy, before I let you go, because I know that you've been enjoying this conversation just so.
Oh, yes.
What's Renegade got up its sleeve right now?
Well, we actually last night opened our final show of our 2015 season. It's a thriller called The Birds, which is based on the same short story that Hitchcock used to make his film.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
Did you at any point consult with Laura Erickson?
No, I did not. Probably should have.
Uh-huh. All right. Just wanted to let you know. And do you actually, or am I, I don't, feel free not to answer if I'm asking you to give something away, but do you actually
sure.
see these birds?
Well, you know, I guess I'll just come right out and say, no, you never see them, but you do hear them, and they are all around you. Our sound designer has developed a really intense surround sound system for the theater. So there are speakers hidden all over the place, and we have a live Foley crew who are doing live bird sounds all around you and above you and behind you and maybe even under you. And so there is you're kind of trapped in the room with the main characters, and the birds are all around you.
And I have to ask again, after years of association with Laura Erickson's For the Birds, are the birds indeed native to Duluth?
We have not necessarily native to Duluth, but native to our region. We do demented loon plays a rather large role in some of the attack sequences.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to. Okay, Andy. Gosh, it's just been super talking to you this morning.
Right back at you.
I love having notes from today's program that includes the phrase "lunatic extreme" and "demented loon."
Yeah, I should probably see somebody.
It's Mental Health Week, Andy.
I heard that.
Mental Health Week. I'm just gonna throw that out there for you.
This interview is turning into a cry for help unintentionally.
It is. If anyone wants to help Andy, you can reach him. He is the development director of Renegade Theater Company, and you can reach him at their number. He joins us to talk about theater on the radio this morning. Radio theater, Friday mornings on Northland Morning.